Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, January 22nd, 2024, just after 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And what's the buzz? What's happening? We're going to talk about the 50th anniversary of D&D. It is, by many accounts, Saturday, January 27th. Vince, I see you in the chat there. Thanks for stopping by. Had some awkwardness with the setup over here. One of my monitors, although it seems to work, is not allowing itself to be a second monitor. So now I'm working off of one screen here, which is a little awkward for what I'm doing. So why do I still have the OSR and LGG up there? Because I'm out of sorts. You know what I need to do? I need to do that. There we go. Welcome, Vince. Thanks for coming out today. Hey, let me pop up this title screen one more time to talk about what's going on with it. It is it's happening this Saturday, technically speaking, and why is that? Well, that is because late in January of 1974, Gary brought books to his gaming group on a Sunday when they regularly gamed. The last Saturday in 1974 was the 27th. Now, some people have said the 26th. 10 years ago, I think John Peterson picked the 26th as the date. But if you read his blog, you realize he picked the 26th because 10 years ago, that last Sunday in January was the 26th. And he wanted it to be on a Sunday, kind of like a floating holiday, which always appears on the day of the week rather than the date in the year. And I don't think that's necessary. I don't agree with that. It's not President's Day. It's a beautiful, beautiful day of Dungeons and Dragons being remembered on its anniversary. So let's just do it on the right day. That's what I say. The other thing, and I think some other people have talked about it, is that there's some idea that I think Paul Stormberg was talking about the previous year in February. He had done some stuff with chainmail, and then come 1974, the early part of the year, Paul would like it to be in February because then it matches up with the expansion in Chainmail, I guess, the fantasy expansion. I'm not sure exactly the hoops he's jumping through for that. And God love you, Paul, but, dude, it's about D&D. It's about when it was published. It's not about that kind of convenience. Though, speaking of convenience, if it is the 27th, I did note that it is 6 months either side of Gary's birthday, which happens to be July 27. So it's kind of easy to remember from that point of view, too. In any event, this Saturday is when I've been suggesting to far and wide that it is the anniversary of D&D. I've made my case for it. I think I've made a strong case. I think if people don't jump on board, they're being stubborn and foolish. And I have no time for fools. Neither did Gary. No, Gary actually had plenty of time for fools. He let us all play at his table if we wanted to. In any event, this Saturday, the 27th, make a plan to play around a table, virtually, whatever you can do. If you can't do that because you're busy Saturday, play it on Sunday. Play it on Friday, Thursday, whatever game this week, the week in or around the 27th, that you happen to have scheduled, which is your regular game, make that the celebration for you, because that's the point of it. And you know what? Make this the first celebration. If people want to say it's in February, if people want to say March was when this and that happened, and so this should be the anniversary, fine. Celebrate it all year long. Celebrate in January, celebrate in February. March 4th is GM's Day, which Gary blessed as being a good day to celebrate Game Masters, inclusive of Dungeon Masters, Storytellers, everybody, Crypt Keepers, whatever you got. And then he passed. And when he passed on GM's Day, weirdly enough. Just some strange coincidence, but celebrate. Celebrate, raise a glass to Gary on the day he passed, on GM's Day, and celebrate the 50th anniversary of D&D again on GM's Day in March. And do it in April and May and June, and, you know, there are more months in the year. I don't know if I could name them all right now because, what is this, a quiz show? But what I'm saying is, celebrate it all year long. But you can't do that unless you start in January. We're running out of January, folks. So make sure the 27th becomes the first celebration of the 50th anniversary of Dungeons & Dragons. And then just keep celebrating. Have fun. Play lots of games this year. Enjoy the heck out of it. And, hey, we'll have a great year. Thanks. Take care of yourself. This will be a short one, but we'll call it that since I'm having trouble with the equipment here. And we'll get it all fixed up. Still love that background by David Lee Pancake. Make sure you check the show notes. Follow a link over to his site to make purchases of stuff. He and his wife are still struggling after her medical issues. And they could use your help too. But buy something from him. He's got a lot of great stuff. This Wizard's Study background that I use is a much taller and bigger piece, and it looks fantastic. Anyway, take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Let's do the outros anyway. I think we can do them. The show streams live on Twitch each Monday at 10 a.m. Central, and then it's archived on YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow, this, that, the other, thumbs up. Make comments if you want. Constructive criticism is always welcome. What else do we got here? Oh, yeah, we got to remember that. We want to thank our Patreon supporters. Tom Tullis of Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Leising of Castle Entertainment, Heath Farndon of the Antipy D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and Shane Bradley, as always, DM extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.